Randy? She looked surprised. No, he'd come in for a drink maybe 3 times a week. You know, if he happened to be in the neighborhood, he was in real estate or insurance or selling or some one of those real estate, Bobby said. It was real estate. And there was an office down here he'd visit for the industrial properties, I guess, if it was real estate. You sure it wasn't medical supplies? No, real estate. It's funny how your memory works, she said. Some things stay clear, but mostly time goes by and green turns blue. All of the suit and tie businesses are gone down here now, anyway. She shook her head sadly. Bobby wasn't interested in how the neighborhood had gone to blazes, but when he did play, he lost. He was always trying to fill inside straights and stuff. Did your mother tell you that? Bobby was silent. Alana shrugged. Interesting things happened all up and down her front when she did. Well, that's between you and her. And hey, maybe your dad threw his dough around in other places. All I know is that in here he'd just sit in once or twice a month with guys he knew, play until maybe midnight, then go home. If he left a big winner or a big loser, I probably remember. I don't, so he probably broke even most nights he played. Which, by the way, makes him a pretty good poker player. Better than most back there. She rolled her eyes in the direction Ted and her brother had gone. Bobby looked at her with growing confusion. Your father didn't exactly leave us well off, his mother liked to say. There was the lapsed life insurance policy, the stack of unpaid bills. Little did I know, his mother had said just this spring, and Bobby was beginning to think that fit him as well. Little did I know.
He was such a good-looking guy, your dad, Alana said.
Bob Hope knows and all. I guess you got that to look forward to. You favor him. You got a girlfriend? Yes, ma'am. Were the unpaid bills a fiction? Was that possible? Had the life insurance policy actually been cashed and socked away? Maybe in a bank account instead of between the pages of the Sears catalog? It was a horrible thought, somehow. Bobby couldn't imagine why his mother would want him to think his dad was a low man with red hair, a bad guy, if he really wasn't. But there was something about the idea that felt true. She could get mad. That was the thing about his mother. She could get so mad. And then she might say anything. It was possible that his father, who his mother had never once in Bobby's memory called Randy, had given too many people too many shirts right off his back and consequently made Liz Garfield mad. Liz Garfield didn't give away shirts not off her back or from anywhere else. You had to save your shirts in this world because life wasn't fair.